Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The Pasuk says in this week's Parasha Ha'azinu, Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Elokenu. Simply translated to mean, when I call out the name of Hashem, ascribe greatness to our God. I saw an explanation from the Admor of Maizlish. The fact that we have the merit to call out the name of Hashem in praise is a reason for us to thank and praise Him for it. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Ki tov hastecha mehayim sefata yeshabhuncha. There is a form of kindness which is better than life itself. That is praising and thanking Hashem. Even though we are so insignificant in comparison to Hashem, yet He takes delight from the praises that we give Him. That is an unbelievable kindness that He gives us. He tells us that we are doing a favor to Him by praising Him. It says in the Midrash, in the Yalkut Shemoni, in Parashat Pekudeh, Yisrael mefarnesin la'avihen shebashamayim, that we are, so to speak, helping Hashem through the praises that we give Him. Of course, Hashem doesn't need anything from us, but He allows us to feel like we are helping Him. It is like a father who tells his little son that he wants a birthday card from him. The little boy excitedly goes and scribbles crayon on a piece of paper, and then he comes back to his father and says, "Look, Dad, what I made you." The father kisses his son and tells him, "I love it. It's my favorite card." The father does this to bring about more love between him and his son. And kaviyachol, Hashem does the same for us. Not only does He allow us to feel special by telling us how much He adores our praises, He even gives us the greatest rewards for us giving them. One of the highest forms of praise that we are able to give Hashem in this world is the Kaddish, which we recite daily in Shul. It is a praise that was instituted by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah after the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash. It's actually a request that Hashem's name become great again in the eyes of the world. The Yabetz writes, when we say Kaddish, we are fulfilling the positive commandment in the Torah of Vinikdashti B'toch B'nei Yisrael, sanctifying Hashem's name in public. The climax of the Kaddish is when we answer the words Yehe Shemer Abba Mebarach, 28 words until Da'amiran Be'alma. There, we proclaim with all of our might that we want Hashem's name to be praised down here the same way it is in Shamayim. Just like the angels recognize Hashem's greatness and are constantly praising His great name, we want the world to recognize it and praise Him all together as well. And we want those praises to be the greatest praises ever uttered. The Gemara in Sota says, the world exists today in the merit of that praise. It says in the Zohar HaKadosh, even if a person had a harsh decree of 70 years decreed upon him, answering Amen Yehe Shemer Abba once with full Kavanah would tear it up. For someone to be so concerned about Hashem's honor and honestly pray with all his might that His name should be glorified again is such a powerful zechut. The Midrash in Perek Yudal of Mishle says, Hashem gets so much joy when we give Him this praise. And the Gemara in Berachot adds, each time we say it, His mercy upon the world, upon us, is aroused. This praise is so great, it says a person should run to go hear the Kaddish in order to answer Amen Yehe Shemer Abba. It is more powerful than answering Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. It is more powerful than answering Modim. Even if a person's in the middle of the Amidah and he hears the words Yehe Shemer Abba being recited by the Chazan, he should pause and have in his mind that they are being said for him too. Praising Hashem is wondrous. In His kindness, He gives us the merit to do it and earn immeasurable rewards by doing so. He makes us feel special for giving Him praises, and He brings about more love between us. Let us take advantage and praise Hashem as much as we can. Shabbat Shalom.